Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. My name is Darryl Kwao. Coming up, prices of petroleum products likely to remain unchanged in the next 2 weeks. Also, banks now required to hold reserves for foreign currency deposits in cedis, a move expected to ease pressure on the local currency. Plus, stakeholders in hospitality industry blame high cost of operations on inconsistent supply of local goods as they are forced to import at a higher cost. Details coming up. My name is Darryl Kwao. Thanks for being with us. Hello to our friends listening on KTU Radio in Koforidua. First up, prices of petroleum products are likely to remain relatively stable in the next 2 weeks. That's according to the Institute for Energy Security. Though the prices of finished products of petrol and diesel went down marginally on the international market during the last 2 weeks, the cedi, however, depreciated marginally against the US dollar. This is preventing any reduction of fuel on the local market. Here's Adam Yakubu, who is research analyst at the IES.
This projection comes on the back of a relative reduction in the price of gasoline and LPG by 1.55% and 0.66% respectively. On the other hand, gas oil did see its price go up marginally by some 0.04%. The cedi performance, as monitored by the Institute's Economic Desk, did see the Ghana cedi lose some 0.3% of its value to the United States dollar. Putting factors together and analyzing all the other accompanying information available, the Institute is confident that prices of all petroleum products are likely to remain relatively stable without seeing any significant changes going into the first half of the month of December.
Adam Yakubu, the research analyst at the IES. The average price of petrol is going for 12 cedis, 21 pesos a litre. Diesel going for 13 cedis, 10 pesos a litre. Now, commercial banks beginning today are required to hold their cash reserves for total foreign currency deposits in Ghana cedis. This is part of additional monetary measures the Bank of Ghana is enforcing to ease pressure on the cedi and check excess liquidity and inflation. Here's George Afe with more.
Commercial banks were previously required to keep with the Bank of Ghana their cash reserves for total foreign currency deposits in foreign currency. So, for instance, if a bank was holding a certain amount of deposits in dollars, a fraction of that should be kept in dollars with the Bank of Ghana. But per this directive, the reserves will now be kept in Ghana cedis. The Bank of Ghana believes this move will go a long way to ease the current pressure on the Ghana cedi, as the commercial banks no longer be forced to go out and look for dollars. The banks are also required to increase their cash reserve ratio for total Ghana cedi deposits from the current 14% to 15%. In April this year, the ratio was increased from 12% to 14%. This move should also help in mopping up what the Bank of Ghana describes as excess liquidity on the market, which it believes it will go a long way in checking inflation. Already, the Bank of Ghana has mopped up 44 billion Ghana cedis from the market. The Bank of Ghana, per this new monetary policy directive, have also asked the banks to have a unified cash reserve ratio for cedi and foreign currency deposits at 15%. The Bank of Ghana believes that this and other monetary measures will go a long way to help in reducing inflation. But for some businesses, they are worried about the impact of this on lending to the sector.
George Afe with that report. Now, Associate Professor of Finance at the Andrews University in the U.S., Williams Repra, has advised the Bank of Ghana to be circumspect in taking any action to close down non-bank financial institutions following an announcement by the governor, Dr. Ernest Addison, that some institutions were facing severe liquidity challenges. Speaking to Joy Business, Professor Repra urged the regulator to tread cautiously in order not to affect confidence in the financial sector.
It is going to deepen the woes of investors who had their money with these institutions. Already, these individuals are already hoping that they were going to be get paid. But the announcement by the governor saying that these banks faces shutdown is going to be a major challenge for investors. And the ripple effect is that it is going to reduce or diminish the confidence being restored after the IMF coming in the financial sector. So the central bank must operate carefully and whatever strategy they want to focus on to address the non-banking financial institutions. If not, Ghanaians will lose confidence in the entire financial industry, not only the non-financial banking system, but also in the main banking system. So its handling must be done with care.
Associate Professor of Finance at the Andrews University in the U.S., Professor Williams Pippard there. Now, some stakeholders in the hospitality industry are lamenting over inconsistent supply of goods needed to keep the sector running to create more jobs along the value chain. They point out, for example, that hotel managers have to import basic foods such as meat, wheat and flour to produce meals for their patrons due to inconsistent supply. Now, speaking to Joy Business, Managing Director of Labadi Beach Hotel, David Eduafo, said services in the sector could be less expensive if there is consistent supply of basic food such as meat.
Doing business is not cheap here. You know, what makes it even more difficult is we don't produce much here for the kind of quality we are looking for to make our guests feel comfortable and very happy. For instance, let me use Labadi. We have the best food and quality food in this country. No two ways about it. And nobody can beat Labadi to the food. And to maintain that quality and standard, you need the right ingredients, the right products for the kitchen or to cook. If you want to buy beef in Ghana, too bad, you don't get the quality. So you have to go out and import beef from the right places. We import beef from South Africa, and it's a lot of money. Because if in duties alone to clear the beef is mind-blowing.
Managing Director of Labadi Beach Hotel, David Eduafo. Now, U.S. Ambassador to Ghana, Virginia Palmer, is urging government to invest in profitable projects that will enable the government repay its loans acquired for such work. Now, according to her, Ghana needs investment to continue some of its projects, and delays in paying the loans are likely to prevent the country from getting the needed support from investors. She was speaking at the 12th edition of the Tech in Ghana conference.
Yeah, we can't take for granted the progress that Ghana has made, in part thanks to large early investments such as American Towers Corporation, which built essentially the infrastructure for cellular telecoms in Ghana and data, and which created the backbone for Ghana's current digital economy. Existing and prospective investors are observing the treatment of previous or current investors as they make decisions about which opportunities to pursue. So things like timely completion of outstanding arrears payments are critical to ensuring that Ghana continues to attract the next waves of investment and reinvestment.
You had Virginia Palmer there. She's U.S. Ambassador to Ghana. Now, EU Ambassador to Ghana, Richard Razali, has pledged the continued support of the European Union towards helping boost employment opportunities in the country. According to him, this is based on the critical role played by the private sector and employers in driving economic growth. He spoke at the 5th Ghana Career and Migration Fair.
This fair aims to be the catalyst and the exposure to diverse perspectives and experiences that are, of course, enriching at personal level, but as well the key drivers of economic growth. The European Union's commitment to boosting employment opportunities in Ghana is, of course, resolute and constantly demonstrated. We are a main supporting partner, private sector development, entrepreneurship, because private sector and entrepreneurs play a pivotal role in driving sustainable economic growth.
Richard Razali there, EU Ambassador to Ghana. Now, on Investor Eye today, it's always important to diversify your investments, reduce the risks of losing in the capital market. Let's listen to Director General of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Reverend Daniel Ogbamitete, as he gives some advice on how to diversify investments to avoid losing your money.
That no matter how good the returns are, you still must respect the principle of diversification. Because if you put all your eggs in one basket, and there's a false move, you lose everything. Okay, you know, so I think we need to revisit the issue of how we invest and how we ensure that we avoid concentration risk. What is really happening with this domestic debt issue is that the issuer, in this case the government, you know, had issues. If, let's say, it was a corporate, a company that issued a bond, and it also had issues, I mean, you would also have, and you had invested in the bond. So the point really is, when you are investing, you need to understand who the issuer is, especially if it's a